A little bit of a mixed start to the day. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Front month corn futures are roughly about a penny lower. Soybean futures in the front months are about 4 cents higher. We'll look at the numbers in detail coming up in just a moment. To say it was a week of mixed results for the ag markets last week would be the understatement of the year, as the wheat and corn posted positive movements for the week, while soybeans struggled for the most part, although did manage to find a footing to close the week. Imagine that the trade is in for much of the same low trading volume during this week's sessions with the Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday. The market remains devoid of any significant new fundamental developments, as South American weather will continue to be the feature of the trader sentiment, as in the market's eyes, historically large grain and oilseed demand for U.S. is directly tied to South American production performance. In outside markets, the dollar index continued to surge higher on Friday, hitting levels not seen in 2 years when the index was on its way down from its 2022 peak, adding to traders that uneasiness regarding U.S. export potential could be had through the bulk of 2025. World equity markets were mostly higher coming up this morning, trying to catch in the rebound in the U.S. markets during Friday's session. Friday's rally brought a new high into the weekly close and an optimism for U.S. companies under the new administration due to lower regulatory burdens and lower interest rates from the feds. Friday's PMI readings were mixed, with manufacturing slower than expectations, but services still very strong. The Dow right now is up 311 points. We'll look at the numbers next.
November is full of weekly observances which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also, consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
December corn down 1.5 at 424 even. March down 1¾ at 433.5. January beans up 3¼ at 986¾. March up 3½, now at 995¾. Soybean meal up $2.30 at $291.50. Soy oil up 31 cents at $42.08. Chicago wheat down 8¼ at $5.36 even. Kansas wheat down 8 cents at $5.46¼. Minneapolis spring wheat down 4½ at $5.81½. Oats down 3/4 at $3.48½. Again, we saw triple-digit gains in live cattle, double-digit gains in the feeders, and in the lean hogs. That's Market Matters. I'm Dustin Huffman.